Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, hi, how are you? I haven't done a show. Well, this is recent. So I'm still here. You know, so here. Well, anyway, all I can say is that what I'd like to say about me is I'm a nice guy, and what I like to say about me is, you know, I try to emphasize when I do these podcasts the importance of being good. I also talk about, I like to talk about other topics. Definitely it relates to my music, because my music, I'm an artist. And being an artist is so important to me, so that's like my origin. But as an intellectual, I have to talk about other things. You know, my mind is so curious. It's always been so curious, and there's concerns I have in my life. So I have an inquisitive mind. I also want to say I come across things that nobody should go through. You know, a lot of people I know have had hard times. I have hard times. You know, I overcame a lot too. So that's one reason why I have an inquisitive mind and try to be very careful on what I say. Because sometimes I say things on podcasts and it's been misinterpreted or misunderstood. What I would like to say about me is that I'm truly, you know, my music, my origin is about love, it's about open-mindedness. And I try to be down to earth and saying those things as best as possible. But I also have to emphasize about common sense and stability, that even though I'm open-minded, colorblind in every aspect, this also means that in order to be healthy, to stay stable, I got to continue to create, but I also cannot have negativity around me, because that's going to block my way. It comes my way into some forms sometimes, or once in a while, or you know, and it reminds me that I need to stay away. Be positive, because, you know, I had so many up and downs and failures as an artist. I would say, I have the abilities that people would like me, but, you know, like mine, because of the, you know, people that I came across were not as open or did not give me the chance as an artist, or want to hinder my chances to go to law school, or hinder my chance to be successful because of their own sociopath tendencies. And again, as I said before, those type of people I stay away from. I don't want that negativity around me. Just like with my music. My music, I own, great to own music, be a part of BMI. But I like to be positive. I always love to be positive. But in order to be positive, I had to talk about everything in order to clean myself. Because I try to be respectful. And yes, I went through something that I don't know the result of, but it was so positive. It was a lot of hard work. And there's a possibility that I may not get the score, get the grade I want. I definitely didn't. You know, my main goal was to get that record deal, you know, at a major label, and it didn't happen. But I'm not giving up. That's what I say. What I like to say about me is I don't give up. I like to talk about things And I like to be positive, but I don't want... stability means you have to cleanse your soul, but also tell it like it is, but keep away from things, you know. It's important that when I say that, keep away from people or things that will try to hinder your dreams or your good intentions. I say that constantly because, unfortunately, I attracted people perhaps from the past or around me who simply exhibit those qualities and keep coming over to where I'm at to try to inhibit my dreams. And they have won a lot of battles, pressed my buttons and stuff in the past. But they have not won a war because I continue to go for those dreams. Because I had to be too strong, you know, too strong within to not give up on something that's so positive, whether it's the music industry or whether it is going to law school or something, because that's so positive. And when I see somebody doing, having a big dream, you don't get in the way of that. You let that person become who they want to be. If they want to become an athlete or whatever, or a doctor, a lawyer, a rock star, a business person, and I'm one of them, let their dream happen. It'll help everybody. But when I say these things, I don't want, you know, I really mean it. I didn't come to L.A. to be, you know, to be anything else but an artist, but I also realized that in order to enhance my life, is to expand my mind. So I have to be open to other things, but I can't be open to certain things that will dispel it. So what I like to say about me is I like to talk about good things. I like to talk about things that are serious. Because I know that somebody's probably having the same issues who's listening to me, and a lot of people in this world are. So it's good to talk about it, even, you know, to get it out in the open and to cleanse the system. So that's what I do with my podcast. You know, it's part of life to go for dreams. And I talk about it because I've been going for my dream for a long time. And, you know, they want to enhance lives. You know, dreams come in the form of, you know, being a rock star is a good thing. Well, and getting a law degree is a dream. It's a good thing. Getting a doctorate, going get a job, volunteer, do little things to nice people, be generous. Those are things that enhance life, help people. What doesn't help people is to try to take that dream away. I had somebody who called the school to get my grade, I don't know what it is, and said they wanted to get a grade to lower it because they did not want me to be in law school. They did not want me to be a lawyer. They did not want me to be a rock star. So they called the school to tell them that I had a criminal record and I had a conservatorship. That's an evil person. That person has bad intentions. That person is not somebody that me or you can hang out with. When I say you, I'm talking about whoever's listening, who's just observing what I say. That type of person is negative. We stay away from negative people. You don't do that. You don't try to hinder me from being a lawyer. You don't try to hinder me from being a rock star. You cannot be a good person doing that. But they do it anyway because when I observe with that person, they sit around all day doing negative things. And I don't think that's fair to you or to me who have a dream. That person hurts people. So if they take my dream away, they're going to hurt themselves and hurt other people. Indirectly, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, in some way. We don't deal with people like that. We don't deal with nutty people, convicted felons, drug dealers, criminals who sit around and want to hurt me because of jealousy or something, and that's what I attract. And I'm not here to deal with that on this planet, or I'm not here in L.A. to deal with that. What I like to say about me is that I'm here to be an artist and to be good to everybody as I can, but also not to be a fool or to be ignorant to the realities of this planet. The realities of this planet is while there's goodness, there's also evil. So we have to stay away from evil in the form of people making up stories and doing things. And by the way, this person may have got, you know, hoping that I fail in law school. And I might. Let me tell you, I may. I may be out of law school. I probably am. But I did the best I can. But it's not fair for them to try to hinder me for it. To come over here to try to hinder me because I want to better myself and they don't want to do anything to help themselves. That's not right. There's no excuse for their actions. But as I say before with karma, when you hurt somebody and do bad things, it will come back. These type of people will end up in prison or in a mental hospital. That's their destiny. That's not mine. So I have to keep away from that. And that's what I try. And I don't know why. I don't want that around me. And then somebody said I should be a psychologist. And I would say, no, I'm not a psychologist. I worked in psychology, but I realized I wasn't a psychologist. I don't have the capacity. I know a lot about clinical psychology, and I know to an extent information about disorders, and I studied things related to the mind and stuff like that, but I'm not a psychologist. I can be perhaps indirectly. I will leave it to someone who actually is an expert, like a PhD or a master's in psychology or someone like that. That is who I will leave it to. I am just inquisitive. I am intellectual, but I love to sing. Because I use all of my experiences, the troubles I went through by writing that song, you know. Because I came out here for a dream. And that's why I wrote, I want my How Do We Dream to come true. Continue to go for my dream, and whoever is listening to these podcasts, you continue to go for those positive dreams. So if you want to be a singer or a songwriter, and if you want to be an artist, an actor, or intellectual, you want to be a professor, or if you want to be a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, or whatever, astronaut, whatever it is, then go for it. And it's very hard. To the hard part about going for these dreams, you know, it's the length of time, the struggles, because, you know, when I first came out to L.A., I was aware. They said, oh, you want to be a singer, a songwriter? I said, you know, that's, you know, I was told it's a lot of hard days and hard nights, and it has been a long time, a lot of hard days. Hard nights. I sent my songs to places and I got rejected all the time. People don't take me seriously for music. And that's why I talk about these dark stuff, because it happened to me constantly. I have people around me, the same people, who have made up lies because they didn't want me to be in the industry. They have said, they told people that I didn't write my music. I signed my songs away. That is not true. I had people who said they got $25,000, $100,000 from a song. I had people who said they used my songs. Well, copyright infringement, as I realize, is very rare. But I don't like talking about it. I don't like talking about these issues constantly, but I guess I have to, because it comes my way, and I say, I did not sign anything away. But that's the life I go through, because I'm trying to be positive, I'm trying to be happy, you know, want to think about doing this, going creating this and doing this, and then somebody come near me and say, I hear this every day. They say, I'm not going to make it. I'm too fat, too old. I don't own my song. I don't play an instrument. Everything is negative and false. That's not right for me to listen to that. Just like with my law school, with the other things. I can't make it in law school. They call in schools to make up stories, which shows how dangerous they are. Or make up lies, calling teachers, make up lies about it. That's how dangerous these people are. And when I look at them, they sit around all day out there or on the street or in a vehicle in their little apartment or wherever house or wherever they live. Maybe, you know, some of these are homeless, and unfortunately they need to worry about getting a home. And I don't hang out with people like that. And don't do anything else but try to target me or hurt people. Then, you know, I don't know why I attract that. What are they looking for? You know, there's nothing here. I would tell them, are they looking for inspiration or something beyond to be good? Then they need to look in themselves and try to do something. Because if they want those dreams, you just go and do it. Go to a recording studio and make a song. Or go to school and get a degree. Or, you know, all you need to do is make some effort at it. Don't sit around and just be unhappy and complain and try to hurt me because of envy. I don't know why I attract that. Then I had to look at how the ways I'm acting toward these people to cause them to do something to me. And the one thing is, I don't know them. I don't know them. So I realize they're criminals. These are not people to even think of. But they're around. I stay away. Don't hang out with negative people, I advise. If you hang out with a negative person, it's going to bring worse situations. I was looking at that story about someone who was a fashion designer or doing well, and she hung out with the wrong people. And that's not good, because what happened to her is her life is over, and those people are now being investigated for doing something to her because they were jealous. That's a sign of not a reminder, don't hang out with evil people, people who are crooks, criminals, or nutty people, people who have bad mental health problems. They hurt people. And I say that all the time because I get that even directly or indirectly all the time. And I don't want to deal with negativity. As I said before, I'm here to be positive. Positive, positive, positive. Positive is number one. But in order to be positive and serene and be good and tell it like it is, I have to deal with issues that I have to deal with that I don't want to deal with. And talk about it to cleanse my soul. Because if I just talk about everything good and I don't feel good, then I'm not being good. I'm not being credible as a podcaster, and I'm not being healthy to myself, and I wouldn't be honest and fair to you, whoever's listening to this podcast. I, Dove Knight, would like to say that about me. I just tell it like it is. Some people will say, I know that, oh, I sound troubled, or I have, there's no troubles. I like to be honest. I like to tell it like it is. I just deal with these issues on a daily basis. So it comes my way. I have to question it. Then I have to get rid of it by keeping away from it. Sometimes I ignore it. And then I bring it up to reemphasize to be positive. Because the important reason is they want to take my dream away. And it happens all the time. I guess no matter what neighborhood it is, or no matter what background, no matter where you come from, when somebody is trying to be somebody or trying to do something like an entertainer or something, and a lot of people, you know, everyday life people are not used to that. They probably just go to work and do the same thing and typical everyday life. And it feels like a threat to see somebody trying to go for a dream or try to do something to better themselves. And it's not. So you can't let someone take someone's dream away. Don't let nobody take your dream away. Stay away from the dream killers. I say that all the time. I have to stay away from dream killers. Dream killers come to form and say, oh, I have a pipe dream. I'm not being realistic. Oh, I'm never going to make it in Hollywood. Oh, I ain't going to be a lawyer. Oh, law school is for children. You know, there's nobody who could be a child who can go to law school. There are people somebody graduated from law school just recently and they're 58 years old. There are people who are in the music business, got their first major label deal with Sony, and he's in his 60s. So it's always a dream that can come true. But it takes a lot of effort, you know. It really, you know, that's the difficult part of making it come true. You can say you want to do it, but you have to make the effort to do it. It takes so much effort. And with the music industry, it could be such a long time. A long time is no definite amount of time. It's very common for people to spend 30 or 40 years doing it. A lot of artists have struggled getting there, and they finally get their first song on the chart, you know, or 20 years. So it's the law of the doctor thing, that takes a long time too. You know, you go to school, get 7 years of, or 4 years of bachelor, and then you have to go through. It takes like 7 years if you really can do it. Some people, or longer, it could take 10 years, 15 years to get the law degree starting from when you're a college undergraduate. Or a doctorate, it could take a very long time. Some people have gotten their doctorates and got a good job after doing it for 30 years. I mean, they probably had to work or they had trouble, or some people took a long, I mean, there are, you know, dreams can happen. The point is they went for the dream, they made an effort. There are a lot of people who made an effort, and that's good. And the people who got it, even if it took them their whole lifetime, they still got it. So, and they made the effort, and those who are still doing it, like me, were trying to make the effort to get that dream come true. Dub Knight would like to say about me, I'm a dreamer. You know, with goals, but I'm also very realistic. Because reality, I always have to be aware of reality, what's around me. Looking around me, I have to look at where I'm at, too. Because I have to keep my feet underground so I can reach the stars. I can't take my feet off the ground. I could jump up a little bit sometime. Maybe I could jump up a lot. But I know that my feet has to be on the ground, pretty much. I try to keep my feet on the ground as much as possible because I want to know where I'm at, where I'm doing, when I'm at. It's not, sometimes I don't like what I see. But I have to, in order to expand what my reality, to make it a better reality, you go for those dreams. So when I see the music industry in Hollywood, which is nearby, Hollywood, that's where you can make your dreams happen. Or when I see the universities, because, I spent all those years making demos and making compilations, and nobody's then there's a possibility of a dream there. Then I have to look at, I have to do all this stuff online, business or whatever. There's a possibility of a dream there. So there's dreams. You know, it's just like, you know, American dream, you know. American dream is like, want to be somebody, you know. Yeah, it's hard. Yes, the realities of that business, you have to be a little lucky and it takes a long time. And, yes, a lot of people didn't do it. It's very hard to go for it for 30 years, but you have to still do it. If you're going to, the way it is, the rejections is very common over a long, long time, but you have to do it in some way, even if you take some time. Some people go away from it for years and then go back to doing it, and then finally it comes true. The bottom line is they never really gave up, and that's a good thing. There are people, you know, like me with the music industry who have went for the dreams and they still haven't seen it. All I can say is if they went for it, for like me, for decades, that's a triumph in itself. Because they didn't give up on their dream. Because eventually they will see their dream come true. Because I always have to say karma does come back to those who put effort into what they do in one way or the other. It does come back to each one of us one way or the other. Whatever we do. If we do good things, it comes back to us. If we're good to people, it comes back to us. If we're evil and do bad things to people, it will come back to us, unfortunately. And we don't wish that upon anybody. But people have done that to me. I say it will come back to them. The truth is, I am a songwriter. I own it. I work very hard. I paid my dues. And I just haven't had that break. And I had to continue to go and do the best I can to make it come true. I definitely like to say about me, I went through a lot. You know, that's why, you know, as a Buddhist, I admire, like, Tina Turner. She made it, you know, she made it. But the abuse she suffered and all the struggles she went through to get there, she did it. I struggled a lot, too. Frankly, people have written me off and still written me off that I'm never going to be anybody. Some people have said that my dreams are over. I'm a loser. Some people have said that it's pretty much over for me with anything, and they want to see that it happens that way, which is evil. They say that all the time. And that's what, and I don't deal with that. But I also realize that in everyday life, if you have, I think a lot of people who go for dreams and ambitions, they're going to attract the dark side. The dark side will show itself. They need to stay away from it. But I was told a long time ago, and I always say, do not let someone take my dream away. I was told by somebody that because I have this dream, that I was going to attract the evil, the terrible people to come to try to tear it or steal it. No matter what age I am, I'm not giving up on my dream. I'm not giving up on my dream. And you don't give up on yours. I can't give up on my dream to make it in Hollywood. I can't give up on those dreams. Yes, there may be a time where I have to stop with something, but I put so much effort. Yeah, I did it. I took the test, and I flunked it. I hope not. That's all I could do. I had to do something else. So I got another dream to go for. If I stop, because it's just too much. The rejections are too much. It's understandable. I put so much effort into it. Yes, it's understandable to stop, but I'm not going to stop. I love to make art and love to make music, but I also love to think and I love to expand my horizons. It's not easy. It won't never be easy. sitting there doing a 20-hour, 30-hour sitting there, and it was with all my health issues. It's, like, very difficult. But I have to do it. There's no option for me because this is a dream. This is an opportunity, a good one, opportunity to be healthy, to succeed. The other opportunity is just to give up. I can't do that. And that's what people want me to do, give up. I can't. I love my life like to say me. I do not like giving up on my dreams and stuff. But I'm not a fool. Remember, we had to know information about the music industry. I had to know information about what I'm doing. I had to know who the people to go to and who the people to stay away from. I dealt with the sharks. He tried to manipulate me all the time. I dealt with the naysayers. But I don't think about them. I think about the good people. The good people is going to, because I have to be good, but I can't be a fool. So that's the way it is, one day at a time. I definitely would like to say, baby, I like all people. I do. But when I talk about my personal issues, you know, with home and stuff, that is real. Again, good people come in all form and colors. Unfortunately, bad people come in all form and colors. I stay away from them. So I like to be good. Good to myself. You be good to yourself, whoever's listening to me. And you go for your dream and never give up. If you're an artist like me and you want to make it in the music industry, all I can say is, as I said before, if you're in a small town, you know, practicing a choir, play your guitar, whatever, perhaps think about going to a place in your town where you can be around musicians, or go to New York or L.A. That's what I say, but consider that. Make it come true. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, then all you need to do is just work hard at the books and never give up. Sometimes it's hard, you know. I tried it. Maybe I'm not a doctor or a lawyer, but one of them should pan out. Medical doctor or PhD or lawyer, just go to school. And if people try to get in your way, do the best you can to get that grade till you get that degree, so you can get that good job or make an effort. Because I want to tell you about that. Going to college has been very hard for me because I got a degree and trying to get the great job, and they never gave me a chance. That is the truth. They never gave me a chance at that great job. I got hired, and then, you know, with these little jobs, and then it's like, oh, they don't want me. So I can't give up. So I got these little jobs. Even if I got those little jobs, I still don't give up because my ultimate job is to be an artist, but also, you know, I also want to do other things to have something to fall back on, but also continue with those dreams and do the best I can and love myself and try to enjoy life, laugh, maybe go on a vacation, do things to enhance my life because sooner or later I am going to leave this planet permanently. We all are. Everybody's going to die naturally or sooner or later, so we better make the best out of it and by going for dreams, enhance our lives. Because we don't have time to be negative. I don't have time to deal with negative people. I have to be good to people. Good, 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 good. Goodness means talk about it, and goodness means talk about the issues and being healthy and be nice to people. Give to people, but be aware about people in the world today. Because I look at my issues and I was like, what's going on in the Ukraine? I am fortunate that I'm not over there where innocent people have gotten killed by a deranged criminal in Russia. So I am glad that I have a place, I'm in America. America is a place of dreams. Or if I was in England, I would have been fortunate to be there too, or France, or wherever people are allowed to be themselves and to be happy and go for dreams. Or wherever, Canada, South America, wherever people feel fortunate to be. So I appreciate what I have. And but also to know that I can, there's a potential for more. Just believe, I had to just believe and make an effort to make it come true. But again, as I always say, I always be open-minded. I always be open-minded. But I tell what certain person came around, but I don't generalize the whole person, place, or thing. It's just that particular person. I go by personality. I don't go by categories. Because the truth is, we are all the same, no matter whether we're black, white, rich, poor, whatever we come from, or gay or straight, or Jew or Christian, or Islam, whatever. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with sexual orientation. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with any of those. Those are categories. Because we're pretty much the same in that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the personality. How we treat and act around people. And I say these things because even though I say these things, I'm still struggling to try to get to that next level. And I still try to do the best I can. It's taking time to get to that. So I have to, as a human being, be careful, be healthy, be aware, do the best I can. Continue to go for dreams. Be around positive people. And be around people who I want to be around with. Because love does not see any of those categories. Love only see within, comes from within. Love does not see color, it does not see whatever. We are all the same. So I'm glad they passed the Respect for Marriage Act, because being gay is just as beautiful as being straight. We're all the same. Interracial marriage, that's not an issue either. It doesn't matter what race or color we are. Marry whoever you want. Love does not see color, and it does not see orientation. It only see pure acceptance. But on the personality, when I talk about my issues, I'm dealing with the personality of that person, how they treating me, how they treat me, what they say at me. That determines my what I deal with people. And a person, my personality, prefers to be around certain people. That's my right. We're in a free country. Thank God I'm in a free country. But I'm an artist. Last thing I'm going to say, I, Dub Knight, would like to say about me. I got to do the best I can. I got to go for dreams. I got to talk about them. I got to talk about them. And you go for your dream, too. Be positive. Be good to people. Like I had to be good to people. That's my advice. And happy holidays, because Hanukkah is coming up, and eventually Christmas. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.